This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. A couple of events this week might seem unrelated, but actually have a lot to do with each other. The first is the President's executive order withdrawing the current Waters of the U.S. rule. No one worked harder to ditch the rule than farmers and ranchers, Farm Bureau members in particular. While we need certainty concerning which waters are federal and therefore subject to all the regulations and control that entails, we do not need a rule that sweeps nearly every pond and ditch across America, and in some cases even dry land, into the category of navigable or significantly connected waters. That level of regulatory overreach could take millions of acres out of agricultural production and expose more farmers to permitting fees, federal penalties, and lawsuits just for farming their land. Farm Bureau members know that we can improve water quality without overregulating agriculture. We've been doing that for decades, mainly through voluntary conservation. The second event is the American Farm Bureau's annual advocacy conference taking place in the Washington area this week. Nearly 600 Farm Bureau members are swarming Capitol Hill after getting updates on top legislative issues and learning the latest in advocacy tactics. This grassroots engagement is the core of Farm Bureau's influence, and it's what got us to the finish line on the WOTUS issue. Farm Bureau members engaged like never before on WOTUS. This week we have confirmation that we can accomplish great things through grassroots action and engagement. Now it is time for us to engage in a slate of other issues: regulatory process reform, tax reform, farm policy, ag labor, and international trade. Will we have the kind of success on these issues that we've had on WOTUS? Only if we continue to engage. President Donald Trump's executive order to ditch the Waters of the U.S. rule is a welcome relief to farmers and ranchers across the country, according to AFBF President Zippy Duval. In a statement, Duval said the flawed WOTUS rule has proven to be nothing more than a federal land grab aimed at telling farmers and ranchers how to run their businesses. The Environmental Protection Agency failed to listen to farmers' and ranchers' concerns when drafting the rule and instead created widespread confusion for agriculture. Under the rule, the smallest pond or ditch could be declared a federal waterway. Farmers and ranchers have been calling for a common-sense approach to regulatory reform, and the Trump administration responded to that call. EPA has too long been characterized by regulatory overreach that disregards the positive conservation efforts of farmers and threatens their very way of life. Today's action is as much a beginning as an end, and there is much work to ensure that any revised rule is transparent and fair for America's farmers and ranchers. At a time when American agriculture faces urgent economic challenges, President Donald Trump's appointment of North Carolina native Ray Starling to the National Economic Council as Special Assistant to the President for Agriculture, Trade, and Food Assistance is a great choice, according to AFBF President Zippy Duval. Duval noted Starling not only knows agriculture from his own farm background, but also as an accomplished agricultural policy specialist, most recently as Chief of Staff for Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He says this offers us a clear sign of President Trump's commitment to hear and consider the challenges faced by America's farmers and ranchers and their rural communities as he charts this nation's economic course. AFBF's public policy agenda shares much in common with the Trump administration on issues like regulatory reform and tax reform. But even harder issues such as farm labor and trade should present opportunities to engage with Congress and the White House alike, AFBF President Zippy Duval told participants at the Agriculture Department's Agricultural Outlook Forum. Duval, who farms in Georgia, said America's farmers and ranchers have to make their voices heard on all of these issues. He expressed optimism over Trump's nomination of former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to lead USDA. Duval said you couldn't ask for a finer gentleman or a stronger champion for our farmers and ranchers. He believes Perdue could be one of the all-time great secretaries of agriculture, and we need him confirmed so we can get to work. A Bloomberg article explores how, across America's orchards and crop fields, a shrinking supply of migrants has already driven pay up faster than in the broader workforce. Further, President Donald Trump's immigration policy may turbocharge that trend, according to Bloomberg. We're really anxious to have a seat at the table and have a serious conversation about farm labor, AFBF President Zippy Duvall told Bloomberg Radio. Duvall explained that the lack of an agriculture secretary has complicated the farm labor situation for farmers and ranchers. More than 200 farm groups sent a letter to President Donald Trump last week asking for projects in rural America to be included in any future infrastructure improvement plans. The Trump administration has hinted at funding an infrastructure improvement package for the nation. Andrew Walmsley, Congressional Relations Director for AFBF, explained that infrastructure plans need to include rural America. Walmsley said it's important for all of us to ring the warning bell that there is a real need in the countryside of America to address these infrastructure concerns. According to a lead editorial in a recent issue of the Chicago Sun-Times, every Illinois town and county would be wise to decide and let residents know just how far their local cops will go to carry out President Donald Trump's plan to more aggressively deport unauthorized immigrants. The editorial also cites AFBF's farm labor study. According to the American Farm Bureau, 50% to 70% of farm laborers are undocumented immigrants. Migrants in the past have declined to work in states that adopted tough immigration policies that left fruits and vegetables worth hundreds of millions rotting in farm fields. In light of the significant amounts of written, electronic, and social media information generated by regulatory agencies during and after regulatory actions, Farm Bureau is calling on the House to approve legislation that would ensure both the public and Congress have increased access to federal agency communications beyond those published in the Federal Register. 9 outstanding young farm and ranch leaders were honored Wednesday by AFBF as graduates of the organization's 8th Partners in Advocacy Leadership class. The young agricultural leaders were recognized during AFBF's advocacy conference. PAL provides advanced training to the organization's rising stars with the goal of developing powerful advocates for agriculture and cultivating leaders who can help Farm Bureau advance its policy goals. Graduates of PAL Class 8 are Jeremy Barron of Indiana, Jennifer Bergen of Montana, Emily Buck of Ohio, Cameron Edwards of Kentucky, Brian Marshall of Missouri, Chris Pollock of Wisconsin, Teresa Driggs McKeaton of Arizona, Derek Sawyer of Kansas, and Julie White of Mississippi. AFBF is accepting online nominations from other state farm bureaus for the organization's next PAL class through March 3rd. To be eligible for the PAL program, applicants must be between the ages of 30 and 45 with demonstrated leadership skills. You can learn more at www.fb.org. Programs, PAL Partners in Agricultural Leadership. Many farmers and ranchers are already benefiting from drone technology, but the work of researchers like Dr. Lav Cote is showing that we've only scratched the surface of what is relatively new technology can do for agriculture. Cote works for Washington State University's Center for Precision and Automated Agricultural Systems and in the Agricultural Automation Engineering Research Emphasis Area of the Department of Biological Systems Engineering. Cote is involved with several projects that delve into how drones can help with many aspects of Washington's diverse agricultural industry, from grapes, apples, and cherries, to winter wheat, potatoes, pinto beans, and more. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-18 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through the high school guidance counselors, high school agriculture instructors, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the MCFB office by telephone at 8217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.